on climate change is in the book, and in two regards. One, he saw climate change in the 1980s and was suppressed by the two Bush administrations. But now Hansen is again an outlier because he's predicting sea level rise will be faster and higher than the accepted wisdom.
And the IPCC has been proven wrong by being too conservative, too careful,
over
too cautious.
Over and over again.
With every single report, I mean, without exception.
Right. And so last week we had this EPA director under Trump quoting James Hansen as saying, well, I don't like the Paris Agreement.
He was misquoting him.
Of course he was. They misquote people all the time. He was misquoting him because what Hansen said was, I don't like the Paris Agreement because it's not tough enough.
Right.
It will not stop the sea level rise. And if Hansen's models, which are complex mathematical models about sea level rise, are true, it will not be linear. There's a feedback loop on the glaciation melting and causing pools of water under the glaciers. We're talking about 6 meter rise by the end of the century. I mean, there are children alive today who will see most of Florida underwater if Jim Hansen's right.
Right, and much of Washington, D.C., and much of New York, and much of L.A., and much of San Francisco, and it just goes on and on and on. It's absolutely right.
But you can see why people don't want to believe him, right? It doesn't fit with their ideology, because if you believed him, you would have to do things like big government response.
Yeah.
And you would have to do things that are far more ambitious than Paris. People don't want to do that in this town, and all the Republicans don't want to do anything at all. And therefore, they just don't want to believe it.
Well, we're...
Maybe if they don't believe it, it won't happen.
Well, you said this is kind of wired into the psychology of the human race, that we don't want to believe these things. And,
right.
And then there's also talking with Richard A. Clark. He is the author of a brand new book called Warnings, Finding Cassandras to Stop Catastrophes, written with R.P. Eddy. And the website for the book is warningsbook.net. And
there's a lot of the book available for free at that website. You can read excerpts on most of the book.
That's great.